From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Saudi Arabian King Salman and President Trump signed a nearly $110 billion agreement Saturday to bolster the military capabilities of Saudi Arabia. The White House says the agreement will create new opportunities for U.S. companies in the Middle East region and support tens of thousands of new jobs in the U.S. defense industry. This Saudi worker sees Mr. Trump's visit as a positive. He said it reflects the good position of Saudi Arabia in the Islamic world. I hope this will be a step to promote peace and to find economic solutions. Earlier, Mr. Trump was presented with the kingdom's highest civilian honor. President Trump spoke about his 9-day trip abroad during his weekly address, including his upcoming speech before dozens of leaders from Muslim-majority countries.
I will represent the views of the American people frankly and clearly. Many of these leaders have expressed growing concern about terrorism, the spread of radicalization, and Iran's role in funding both. Now it appears Muslim leaders are ready to take more responsibility and a much bigger role in fighting terrorism in their region.
Some observers find Mr. Trump's visit to the Middle East surprising in wake of his campaign statements calling for a Muslim ban, backed by subsequent orders attempting to limit travel from 6 Muslim-majority countries. Saudi Arabia was not named in the travel bans. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee says former FBI Director James Comey has agreed to testify publicly about the Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential elections. Meantime, the New York Times reporting President Trump told Russian officials early this month that Comey's firing had eased pressure on him regarding the Russian investigation. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has won re-election, beating out his closest opponent, a hardline cleric. Hear now from Iranian voters.
This is a very crucial moment for our country, actually, because we would like to make connection with an international community.
We have a large number of educated class. Iranians are politically mature. I think even in some, they are politically mature in some aspects in comparison to some Western countries.
Rouhani banked his political future on Iran's landmark nuclear deal with the United States and other world powers, which led to the loosening of economic sanctions on Tehran. The United Nations Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has wrapped up the latest round of talks to try to find a political solution to the Syrian conflict, saying they have received a level of progress.
This round of talks, there is less rhetoric, more business-like atmosphere, and we make incremental progress. Our goal remains clear: negotiated framework agreement and negotiated political transition process as per 2254, one step per time.
In addition to meeting Syrian government and opposition delegations, the UN envoy also held talks with U.S. and Russian representatives. He later said the next round of talks would likely be held in June. 2 car bombings in southwestern Baghdad killed 19 people, including 4 police officers, and wounded at least 20 other people late Friday night. Authorities say the first attack targeted a police checkpoint. Moments later, the second blast hit a nearby street crowded with civilians. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for the attack. Families of the 82 Nigerian schoolgirls released from captivity recently after being held for years by Boko Haram were reunited for the first time Saturday in the Nigerian capital, Abuja. The girls are among the 276 Chibok schoolgirls abducted from their boarding school by the terrorists in 2014. They were granted freedom as part of a prisoner exchange deal between Boko Haram and the Nigerian government. Nigerian officials say they believe the militants kidnapped the girls to intimidate civilians against resistance. And WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says he cannot forgive or forget what Sweden has put him through, although Swedish prosecutors dropped their rape case against him. Assange remains holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. British police say they will arrest him on a charge of jumping bail if he tries to leave. Assange also faces a possible sealed U.S. indictment against him. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.